Hey folks, Dan Freer here with your opening bell for August 8th, 2025. So we don't have a really big agenda when it comes to the economic news today. So I do want to highlight three things and help clarify some of the news that we're seeing right now in today's mainstream media. One is the Federal Reserve. There was a new member of the Federal Reserve actually replaced. We're going to talk about that and clarify he didn't replace the Federal Reserve head. So that's number one. Number two, the reciprocal tariffs. Most of the tariffs are now in place. What's the market reactions to these things? We're going to look at that. And we're also going to look at yields, because the reason why you're watching this video is most likely you're going to buy something or refi. So hopefully I can help you out when it comes to those and help you understand more about what's going on over through here and the whys behind it, folks. So my name is Dan Freer. I do this report each day to inform you guys what's going on with mortgage rates and the whys, folks. So let's get over to today's agenda. First thing is this. The President Trump, he did assign or put a new person into the Federal Reserve, but it wasn't the chairman. It wasn't Chairman Powell. He's going to stay on until I think he's still in for another almost a year. But what happened is one person resigned, and so that spot needed filled. So President Trump, he's the person elects that person, so he puts them in place, but the Senate and the House, I think, both have to confirm them. So that's going to be in the process that we're seeing now. So when you start seeing things about the Federal Reserve and Trump, he's replacing a person who resigned, not the head of the Federal Reserve. That's the first thing. Then over through here, remember reciprocal tariffs? As soon as you heard news about a tariff was up or down or whatever, the markets would just react huge. Well, lately it's been kind of stagnant, and a lot of the tariffs are now in place. I think the last pieces of the puzzle were Mexico, Canada, India, and there was one other, and those are all in the works right now. And I did make a comment the other day, and I apologize, folks. I mentioned like India not being a huge trade partner. What I meant was they are a huge trade partner, but when you have the rest of the world and everybody else that you've signed with, but you have two, three outliners, you know, that isn't going to upset the apple cart, I think, as much as a lot of economists thought. That's my thinking on that piece of that. And then U.S. Treasury yields, where are they going based on the state of the economy? Well, that's what we're going to talk about. So first, let's get over to the economic calendar that we want to look at. And it's right through here. Today, there's nothing. There's really nothing. Rig count, Baker Hughes rig count, oil, global speculated net. I don't even know what these things are. So basically today, there's no economic news that really should be affecting the bond market. Bonds are down just a little bit. So if you want to check out and see what's going on with mortgage rates, let's go over to the bond market. We focus here on this channel, if you're new to the channel, is we focus on mortgage bonds, not the 10-year treasury. The 10-year treasury is down here. This is what a lot of people say. Well, the mortgage rates are tied to the 10-year treasury. They are not, folks. They're tied to a mortgage bond. It's an MBS. And right now, you want to be tracking the 5.5. If confused with all this, just tune in each day. Watch me for 5 minutes in the morning. Watch me for 5 minutes in the evening, and you'll get all the economic news you need. So here's what we're going to talk about. Bonds right through here. Now, this is a mortgage bond. This is what you really pay attention to when you're trying to figure out what's going on with mortgage rates. Simplest way to do this, if this number goes, well, it's down today, so that means mortgage rates are going up. This isn't the rate. That doesn't mean mortgage rates are going down. That means the price of the bond is going down. When the price of the bond goes down, rates go up. There's an inverse or a yin-yang effect. So when this goes down, rates go up. We love when this goes up. Let's look at a two-day chart. That's not good. Let's look at a five-day chart. This is where we start getting kind of in the realm there. So we're basically back where we were last week. Rates were at their lowest right through here, and I think that was like yesterday. Let's see, 8.7, yep. A lot of people were just waiting for lower rates, folks. And like I said, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. If you continue to wait, you might miss out on this nice little rally on rates. We got rates at 6.5%. A lot of you were waiting for years for that number to hit, so don't miss out on it this time, folks. So that's what we're seeing across the board on the bond market. You can see up through here on the economic calendar, there is nothing. There's a Fed official that they have on here that's speaking, and he's speaking at 9:20 a.m. So that's going on right now. We'll see if that has any repercussions in the markets. It is down a little bit with no economic news out. Let's go to the earnings reports for today, and there is really not much here, folks, but the news that is here, it's good. Look at the top up here. So we have four companies that came out with their earnings today. We have I am completely blank. Under Armour. Jeez, I knew what that was. Wolf, Fubo, and whatever this is. I don't know what that company is. I still don't know. But if you go over here, this is what we're focusing in on. This is the revenue. They beat on every piece of that. Let's go earnings per share. And they beat on all their earnings per share, except one, it hasn't responded yet. So today, if you go across the board, here's what we've been trying to focus in on. We've seen the jobs numbers, and it's all over the map. We had a nice number yesterday. Continued jobless claims scare me a little bit because people, it seems like they're getting, it's getting harder and harder and harder to get a job. But I think once the tariffs and everything else settle, a lot of companies can say, okay, now we can start, you know, creating things. And you have all these companies like Apple and all these other companies starting to invest in the United States. That's going to spur employment. Okay, it's going to spur employment eventually. Okay, so that's what you got to look at. So now let's look at corporate earnings, because if earnings are keeping up, then that means the consumer is still spending, and it's just a cycle, folks. If you're paying the consumer, they're going to pay their bills and save a little bit of money and then turn back around and spend, and they're just going to keep churning that money. That's what our economy is based on. So based on this, we want to look at the earnings. If we go over the whole week, let's look at the whole week in general. We're going to focus in on the top right through here, and let's go to, if you want to look at earnings per share or revenue, let's just go to revenue. How did their revenue fare on these companies? So we're going to go over Monday. Let's just look at these. And we're going to look at 18 of them. Of the 18, four missed their estimates on revenue. Four out of 18. Okay, you might say, well, that's four. Well, that means there's 14 or there's 13 that did. Look at the glass half full, folks. That's what you need to do. So let's go over to the next day. On the 5th, you have all of these, except we're just going to count the ones that missed, because the ones that are hitting are killing it. You got 1, 2 out of 18. Let's go on Wednesday. What do we got here? We got 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 18. Still, we got great charts coming in, folks. Let's go to Thursday, which was yesterday. We have 1, 2 out of all those. And then today, finally, we finish out the week and everybody hits, exceeded their revenue charts. So if I look at this in general, this is telling me corporations, they're doing okay. Are they killing it? Well, you're going to have to watch the stock market and things like that. So let's get over to see where the markets are heading right now. Let's see the big news here. Stock making the biggest trade, Under Armour. Those are the companies with their earnings reports that we just went over. Let's see how the markets are faring right now. Stock futures rise. The market hasn't opened yet, but we're looking at that's another good day, folks. Across the board, we have the equity markets up, oil up a little bit, where we're still, look at it, we're under 65. That's great for the inflation number. So this is going to help offset possibly some of the tariffs that we're seeing. The U.S. Treasury is up 0.02. So we'll take that with a grain of salt through there. Let's look at crypto, what it's doing. Crypto is down a little bit, 116. And then we saw oil and everything else. We saw what's going on through there. So let's get over to the back to the bond market and see what we got here. It's still just staying sticky at the minus 7. I really don't think really any economic news coming out today is really going to affect these. We got the tariff news. We got other things. Let me go over a little chart that I made for you guys. I took one of the articles today and I basically put it through AI just to kind of give you a snapshot of what we're seeing for today. So just to summarize things, here's what we're looking at, folks. We got the 10-year treasury. It is up basically just a tad today. The 2-year, the 10-year, and the 30-year treasuries are up just a hair that we saw. They're up like 0.02. Nothing really there. We got the 1-year, the 3-month, and the 6-month all down. Now here's the tariff news that we're waiting on. I'm sorry, folks. It was Brazil and India. We're waiting on tariffs. They look like they might be set at 50%. Eesh, that's a big hit. Canada, this still is in the works. It's 25. Mexico's at 35. And it looks like mostly everybody else is at 10 to maybe like 15. So now the economists can start running their algorithms and say, okay, what's this going to do to our inflation numbers? Because remember, this number was up to 35% at one point when people were like, okay, we got to figure these out at 35%. So this is a lot lower baseline than a lot of people were expecting. Markets are monitoring this. Federal Reserve changes. Here's what happened in the Federal Reserve. Steven Mnuchin, he was appointed. He replaced Adriana Kugler. She actually resigned. Her appointment with her Steadfast wasn't due until I think January of 2026 or June of 2026, but she decided she's going to step out, and I think she took a role at a college as a professor. Term until January, there it is, until January 2026. That's what happened. So he replaced that person for the short term until he really replaces the head of the Federal Reserve. So when you start seeing this, he didn't replace the head of the Fed, he just replaced a member there. If you go down through here, there is no economic news, and inflation reports, they'll be coming out next week. So really today, folks, it should be basically a humdrum market. So I'll be back later in today. What I try to do on Fridays, I try to do a live event where you guys can ask me questions, and I'd love if you had asked me questions. About 2 o'clock before the markets close, so I can show you what happened in the markets, and then I can give you all the economic news and my expectations of what's going on next week. So that's what we're seeing across the board there. If you go to the CME FedWatch tool to see what the Federal Reserve is going to be doing in 40 days, we'll go down through here, and we're going to keep it consistent and stay at aggregated and see what they're doing. Now it's a 91%. I think this was 89% chance yesterday. Now it's over a 90% chance the Federal Reserve is going to cut. Bank of America came in, I think, yesterday or the day before, and they said there's going to be no rate cuts. So I don't know where they're getting their data, but I'm even confident that the Fed's going to cut rates at the next meeting. So that's my shot there. So other than that, folks, I hope you enjoy your day. If you need some assistance, if you're looking to buy or refinance, I would love to help you. Let me tell you a little bit about who I am and what I do. So I work at a federal bank, folks, and that gives me a federal license throughout the whole country as well as Puerto Rico. And the unique thing about our bank is here's what we did. We heeded your call. We have a lot of consumers at our bank. We have a lot of consumers calling on a daily basis. And what are you looking for? Here's the first question I get. Dan, what's your rate and fees? So here's how we want to facilitate that to help you navigate this environment. We've set up our bank with 33 other lenders. These are lenders, mortgage lenders, banks, and credit unions to help you. We've created this system right through here. You get one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan or compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. You can't do this on your own, folks, unless you have this is your full-time job. So why don't you use us to facilitate this transaction, folks. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. So go to the rate update. You can give us a call right there up at the corner. You can ask me. Here's what a lot of people are doing right now. Hit the Ask Dan button. You can ask me any question you want. Even send me a question. Send me your mortgage. Let me know if you want me to review your mortgage. If you have a loan estimate, let's say you locked in with a bank already and you're like, Dan, can you compare my locked rate with these lenders? Absolutely. Just go to loan estimate right through here. You're going to click it and upload your loan estimate. I want the best one. And I need you to be closing at least 3 weeks or further out. If you're less than 3 weeks, folks, we can't help you. It's just too quick unless you're refinancing. But if you're buying or you're refinancing and you're not closing for at least, 3-4 weeks, send me the loan review. If you want to check and see, what you can do in refinances, here's what we did on this. We have a refinance tab. What we put it on here for isn't to, look at, see if you can refinance. We basically are saying, hey, we know you're probably looking to refinance because you have a rate at 7-8% and you want to take advantage of these low rates. Tell us what rate you want. So when the rate hits it, I'll monitor this for you and I'll give you a call. I'll send you an email. I'll send you a text saying, hey, let's kick the numbers around. If it can save you enough money and your break-even point's low enough, maybe you want to kick the tires right now and put in that application and see what we can do for you. So that's what we're looking to do on the refinance calculator. But down through here, if you're looking to buy, please, please check out this right through here. It'll give you up to $7,000 on down payment assistance if you're buying a home, and it's income-based. So check out this video right through here. It'll explain everything to you as well as give you a map to put in your zip code to see if you're eligible for the program. So that's it for today, folks. Like I said, I will be back today around 2:00 Central Time to go over live events to let you know what's going on next week on the economic calendar and where mortgage rates should be going from there. So thanks, folks, for watching. I think the markets will be completely stable today. A -7 in the bond market is really nothing when it comes to bonds. So I'm not seeing anything moving in the rates today. So thanks for watching. I'll be back at 2:00 to let you know what I'm expecting for next week. Have a great one, bud. Take care. Bye-bye.